Hey guys, how are you?
I am so good. I had no idea that you were a golf enthusiast or a mini golf enthusiast.
Well, it's funny because the more I'm kind of learning about the other contestants, I don't know if I can call myself a golf enthusiast. I'm going to call myself the underdog in this competition.
Oh, okay. So how did you even get across this show?
Well, I just literally saw a Facebook thing asking if people want to apply. And I do genuinely, though, love mini golf. So I grew up in Port Macquarie and we were pretty spoilt for things to do there growing up. We had like Peppermint Park, Fantasy Glades. But my favourite thing to do was go to a place called Putt Putt Mini Golf.
Amazing.
So I think that kind of set my love for mini golf for life. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to have a crack. I absolutely love it. And it's the ultimate course for mini golf lovers.
This is the thing. I mean, mini golf is a good time, but this is mini golf on steroids, Carly. So what happens? Because you're on air tonight. You're on TV. What's the go? What happens?
What holes did you have to attack?
Well, I hate to be that person, especially because I'm a radio announcer too and I'm always trying to squeeze the gossip
out of
people.
You're not going to tell
us. You have to watch it to find out.
No, come on. Give us a little bit of something, Carly.
Because we're mates, I'll give you a little bit of insider information.
Yeah, come on.
It involves a giant sausage, and I know that Sonia did give you that.
I know the one.
An exclusive.
It's the rotisserie one with the revolving chicken.
Yeah. I walked away with some pretty severe bruising, I'll say that.
Ooh, wow. From the sausage.
So to speak.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Well, so the one, and you don't have to confirm this, Carly, but the one that I think that you have to, the hole you have to play is it's the rotisserie one with the giant revolving chicken, and you have to time the chicken rotisserie to get the ball across, and then you have to go across another revolving thing that either has a prawn, a corn on the cob, or a sausage. I sound like I'm insane. Oh, my God.
I know. And I had a moment literally in the midst of all this craziness where I was like, what am I doing with my life? I was loving it.
It's so
but
good.
I did have a surreal moment of that is a giant sausage in front of me right now.
And you had to get across it.
Now, I'll tell you one thing, actually.
Please.
This is a little bit of an insider bit of information as well.
Okay.
What you don't see on the show, and this is sneaky, is that those things are wet. So it's extremely hard
slippery.
To grip.
Yeah.
Yeah, slippery.
Designed to make you fail, is it? Is that so you're up against it?
So you went across a slippery sausage.
I don't want to give too much away, but we were told before we competed the courses that they had producers that ran through and it was possible to actually complete them.
Oh, right. Okay.
Interesting to know. And do you make the final?
Oh, come on.
Oh, you'll have to watch.
Oh, okay. We'll check that out tonight. Do you get to spend much time with the cast? I mean, Sonia, Shervo.
Rob Riggle.
Yeah, what happens there?
So everyone keeps asking me and my mates with Rob Riggle now. Not really. I could see them from a distance.
Oh, okay.
And it's really interesting because they're commentating the show and I have no idea what they were saying about me. So I'm going to learn what they were commentating about me when you guys do.
Amazing. Can you please film yourself hearing their commentary on your performance?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, you work in radio. Of course you're going to do that. What an idiot for even suggesting it.
All right. We'll get that on the socials. So this is tonight, Channel 7. Holy moly, our girl Carly from Hit Orange is going to be on tonight. And I hope we get you on again if you do make the final, if you make it through to the grand final even, that'd be epic.
Can I ask one more question, Carly? All the contestants that I've seen on the show have like a little nickname. They have like a little thing. What's your nickname on the show?
So I actually don't know yet. So I'm going to learn this with the rest of Australia because they kind of, what they do is they just kind of ask you a whole bunch of questions and then kind of take it from there.
Oh, so you don't even know what they're going to call you.
No, but one interesting thing was they really played on me being a radio announcer.
Ooh.
So, and that actually becomes a bit of a rivalry against my competitor.
Oh.
Is it another radio person that
Hang
we know
on.
Of?
I can't say too much.
Well, it absolutely, obviously is. Otherwise, Carly wouldn't have mentioned it. Competitor.
Well, it was interesting. interesting because radio as you're sitting in the room, you don't know who you're up against. And I can see people starting to get paired up and taken away. And it was down to me and one other person.
Person who works in radio on a competing network.
I thought, oh my God, why are we paired against each other? And then the ball dropped.
Literally.
I can't wait to find out who.
Into the hole.
You've got me hooked, Carly. I can't wait to see this tonight.
Do you mean the penny dropped? Or did you mean to say the ball dropped to be
funny?
No,
the ball dropped, literally. Hopefully in the hole.
Okay. But did the penny drop?
Well, they actually, yeah, they weirdly put coins down, I think, to mark where you are.
All right, we'll check this out tonight. Carly, if you don't make it through, we're never talking to you ever again. But thanks
who
for being on the
it?
Show.
There's a lot riding on it now.
There's a lot riding on it, mate.
That right. means more than 100 grand to me.
Tonight, 7:30 on Channel 7. It's Holy Moly. Good luck, Carly.
Thanks, guys.